我们在马可福音里边一开始就看见我们的主是做工的主。
And in Mark, we immediately see that our Lord is a Lord who works.
不像其他的福音对他有很多很多的说明。
Like the other gospel books, it has a great deal of description of our Lord.
因为马可福音的主题就是一位做仆人的神的儿子。
For the very theme of Mark is the Son of God who is a servant.
那我们看到当我们的主把招呼了门徒以后。
And so here we can see after that our Lord has called the disciples.
他的服事就开始了。
Immediately, his service begins.
那我们看到头一个记载，就是他用话语来教导人。
And we can see in the first passage, he uses his words to teach men.
他的教导是带着权柄。
And his teaching is with authority.
一直听见的人都觉得他们是在他的话语中间遇见了神。
And when he taught them, the others can feel that they have met God.From his teaching.
我们的主对神话语的发表是非常丰富的。
And the expression of our Lord's teaching of the Word of God is very abundant.
但是他不是单有话语。
But he does not only just have the words.
他确实是有内容的。
Indeed, they are filled with content.
那个内容就是把神很明显的显明在人的眼前。
And those contents very evidently manifest God to man.
对神的公义来说，就叫人碰到神的公义。
And by the righteousness of God, it causes man to encounter the righteousness of God.
对神的怜悯来说，人也从他的话语里边接受到神的怜悯。
And by the mercy of God, from the word of God, men are also able to encounter the mercy of God.
所以他在众人里面的教导。
And so the teaching he gives to the people.
叫人感觉非常的稀奇。
The people were astonished at his doctrine.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意。
Now brothers and sisters, you must pay attention.
因为从外面看来。
Because externally,
我们的主不是文士。
That our Lord, he himself was not a scribe.
我们的主也不是法利赛人。
He was not a Pharisee.
他没有学过什么。
He has,
按人看来。
By man's standards, he have not learned anything.
说人就觉得稀奇。
And so man was astonished.
这个人没有学过。
This person did not learn anything before.
他怎么能说出这样的话来呢？
How is he able to speak forth such words?
这个人没有跟过哪一个大大有名的那些老师。
And this person did not follow any renowned teachers.
他怎么能叫我们听到他说的那么稀奇而又有能力的话呢？
So then how is he able to preach such doctrine that we are astonished by and with such authority?
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
我们的主他给人的服事其中的一样就是用着神自己的话语。
One of the service that our Lord gives to man is by the word of God.
他没有说太多人的话。
He did not speak too many man's words.
因为怎么你从别的福音书上，你我们看到我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we can see this from the other gospel.
他在安息日进到会堂里边去的时候。
That is our Lord enter into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
他就是把圣经上的话语读了一遍，他就不作声了。
And he did not speak much outside of reading from the word of God.
虽然他只是把神的话语念出来。
And even though he only read from the scriptures,
但是神的话语就进到人的里面。
But the word of God that way entered into man.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
我们的主他是用话语来服侍人。
Our Lord, he uses the words of God to serve man.
但是他的话语却是带着权柄。
But his words are filled with authority.
因为他不是空空的有话语。
Because he does not only have empty words.
他的话语第一是带是神自己的话语。
First, his word are the words of God.
第二，他的话语是他自己服在其中的话语。
Secondly, His words are the words he himself obeys.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是非常重要的一样。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
好多时候人以为说是神的儿子说神的话语，当然是有权柄。
Many times we might misunderstand and think because he is the Son of God speaking the word of God, therefore it is authoritative.
当然是有能力。
Yes, they are with power.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个误会。
But brothers and sisters, that's a misunderstanding.
我们可以这样想。
We can think this way.
如果我们的主他是神的儿子。
If our Lord, he is the Son of God.
但是他不服神的权柄。
But he himself does not obey the
authority
of God.
他没有把他自己放在神话语的权柄的底下。
He did not place himself under the authority of the word of God.
那然后他就去讲神的话语。
And then he goes and preached the word of God.
那会不会因为是神的儿子说出神的话语，对不起，我说清楚一点，是这样的一个神的儿子说神的话语，神的权柄也能从他身上出来呢？
Then in this way, then a son of God who would preach the word of God in this way, would it bring forth authority?
不会的。
No.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常忽略了这一位神的儿子是把自己放在神的权柄的管理底下的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, many a times we neglect the fact that the Son of God have obeyed the word of God in this way when he preaches the word of God.
那所以当他不用说神的话语来教导人、带领人的时候，人就遇见主的权柄。
And so when he uses the word in this way to teach man, to guide man, men are able to encounter the authority of God.
我们感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank God.
这是在马可福音里边记载了我们的主头一样的服事。
This is the first service of our Lord that is recorded in Mark.
然后呢，我们又看到第二件记录下来的服事。
And then we're able to see the second service that is recorded.
乃是赶逐污鬼。
And that is to cast out the unclean spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这是四个，这又是一个权柄的显明。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a manifestation of authority.
刚才提到的话语的权柄是叫人里面得释放。
When we just may mention that the word of God and the authority it brings forth is so that man can be set free from within.
或者说是在昏暗的里面看见光。
Is that in darkness they're able to see light.
那现在我们看到主叫一个被鬼附的人得释放。
And now when we see that the Lord sets free this person who was cast with an unclean spirit.
那我们也又是看见是主的传主用他的权柄来服侍人的另一个光景。
Then we're able to see another condition of our Lord service to man.
而这是把人从黑暗的权势的底下释放出来。
That is to set man free from the power of the bondage of darkness.
或者这个释放还不是彻底的释放。
And this liberation is not a complete setting free.
Absolutely.
It's not absolutely to set free.
因为这样的释放
because this liberty
只是从黑暗的权势的压制的里头得释放
is only to set free from the power from the suppression of the power of darkness
而不是从这个黑暗的权势的里头完全的脱离
it is not a complete separation from the power of darkness
但是如果我们的主不能把神的权柄显明出来的话
But if our Lord was not able to manifest the authority of God
那这个黑暗权势的压制也不能停止
Even so then the suppression of the power of darkness would not cease
那第三件事情我们看到的
And now the third thing we're able to see
乃是他进到西门的家
That's when he entered into the house of Simon
西门的岳母正害热病
and Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a fever
那我们的主一听见
and when our Lord heard this
立刻就到他那里去拉着他的手把他叫起来
immediately he went to her took her hand and told her to arise
那病就 过去了。
And the fever left her.
就结束了。
And it ended.
那这也是一个能力的表明。
And that is also a manifestation of power.
然后就是第四件事情就更宽广了。
And then brothers and sisters, the fourth matter is even broader.
那就是说当人知道我们的主来了加百农的时候。
And that is when man knew that our Lord went to Capernaum.
先是教训了人后是赶了污鬼又叫彼得岳母的病得医治。
First it was to teach men and then to cast out the unclean spirit and then to healSimon's mother-in-law.
那弟兄姊妹要先注意一件事情。
Then brothers and sisters, pay attention to one
thing. 在马可福音的里边，就一二三的是这样记载这几件事。
In the gospel according to Mark, it is recorded this 1, 2, and 3.
但是在真正的时间的次序上，不一定是这样。
But chronologically, this may not be the order.
因为马可福音不是根据历史的次序来记载的。
Because the gospel according to Mark is not recorded by timeline.
虽然都是发生在加百农，
even though they all occurred in Capernaum,
但是却不是按照次序先后来发生的。
But it is not recorded in order of event.
那为什么圣灵这样来记载呢？
And why did the Spirit record in this way then?
那这一个就是我们要留意到圣灵的启示的那个目的了。
Then we have to notice what is the purpose of the revelation of the Spirit in this way.
因为在马可福音一开始的时候，圣灵不仅是把主显明出来是一个仆人。
Because at the very beginning of the gospel according to Mark, not only does the Holy Spirit manifest and reveal that the Lord is a servant,
同时也把他服侍的内容也记录下来。
But at the same time, it records for us the content, the ministry of his service.
他是仆人，他怎么服侍呢？
He is a servant. What is his service?
他服侍些什么呢？
How does he serve?
这里就给我们提到。
Here it mentions to us.
他的有话语的服侍。
He has the service of his words.
权柄的服侍。
It is the service of authority.
能力的服侍。
The service of power.
因此在引出，但是刚才所提到的都是对着个别人。
But all those ministry that we mentioned are only to individuals.
虽然话语的服侍是比较多一些人。
And even though the service of his words is to a group.
但是直接里面遇见主的应该还是个别的情形。
But to those who directly encounter the Lord, it should still be under the circumstance of individuals.
但是到了第四件记录下来的事情的时候。
But now when the fourth event is recorded,
那就是32节了。
That is verse 32.
他说在天晚日落的时候。
And at the evening when the sun did set,
有很多人就带了许许多多的有病的人被鬼附的人都来到主那里。
They brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils.
那弟兄姊妹注意。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他说天晚日落的时候。
It says at the evening when the sun
set. 那为什么是天晚日落的时候？
Why is it in the evening when the sun set?
因为是安息日结束。
Because it is at the end of the Sabbath.
犹太人可以走路了。
And so the Jews can walk.
犹太人可以做事了。
The Jews were able to work.
所以那些人都来找耶稣了。
And so all those came to seek after the Lord.
那虽然这些事情，上面提到的事情都是发生在安息日。
And even though these matters that occurred happened on the Sabbath day.
但我们有充足的理由说不是同一个安息日。
But we have reason to believe it is not on the it is occurred on the Sabbath day, but not on the same Sabbath day.
但是圣灵的记载就特别指出与安息日有关的那个时间。
But the recording of the Spirit especially points out this fact that it has to do with the Sabbath.
个别人蒙恩在安息日里。
Individually, when we are blessed with grace, it is on the Sabbath.
比较普遍的人碰到恩典却是在安息日过了的时候。
But in general, when others are to encounter grace, it is after the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹们，这里边我个人来说就是很有一点感觉。
Brothers and sisters, personally, I have some feelings about this.
因为我们的主他是把安息带给人的。
Because our Lord is one who brings rest to man.
但是人却不在安息日的里面得到安息。
But man does not receive rest on the Sabbath.
却要在安息日以外的时间去寻找安息。
But it is outside of the Sabbath that they go and seek rest.
当然你到主面前来的时候，主不会叫人失望回去。
And of course when man comes before the Lord, our Lord would not cause them to return disappointed.
但是这就和神的心思上有一个很大的距离。
But there is a great distance between God's intent and man's intent.
还有一件事情很有意思的。
There's another matter that's very meaningful.
就是我们的主常在安息日里边做一些犹太人以为不可做的事。
Many a times our Lord performs something on the Sabbath when the Jews does not seem it is appropriate.
是主故意这样做的呢，还是偶尔是这样呢？
Did our Lord do this purposely or by chance?
如果是偶尔是这样，为什么都在安息日呢？这就好像叫我们感觉有点为难。
But if our Lord did them by chance, then we are troubled because it is all recorded on the Sabbath day.
是我个人是有点这样的体会。
So personally, I have this understanding.
也许在平常的日子
，maybe in the general days，
从礼拜天一直到礼拜五晚上
，that on Sunday till the Friday's evening.
那么犹太人他们也许都做工，也许的有其他的事情要做。
So the Jews would work and do their normal things.
不容易聚在一起。
It is not easy for them to gather together.
但是到了安息日。
But on the Sabbath day,
犹太人都聚在一起了。
The Jews would gather together.
都到会堂去了。
They would enter the synagogue.
所以在那一个时候，主也就有更多的机会来与人接近。
And so at that time our Lord has a greater chance to meet with a greater number of people.
但是稀奇的，
But what's amazing,
马可福音所记载的不完全是在发生在会堂。
What is recorded in the gospel according to Mark is not in the synagogue.
因为在这里除了会堂以外就是发生在西门的岳母的家里。
Because here what happens is besides in the synagogue this is at Simon's mother-in-law's house.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们晓得。
We understand.
人虽然可以不领会神的意思，
Even though man could not understand the Lord's
will, 但是我们的主的确是要把安息带给没有安息的人。
But indeed our Lord desires to bring rest to those who does not have rest.
所以虽然人是可以糊涂，
And so even though man can be foolish,
他们要等到安息日过了他们才来找主。
They have to wait till the Sabbath day is over before they come to seek after the Lord.
但是到了主那里，
But when they come to the Lord,
主就叫他们得着他们所要得着的。
Our Lord would let them receive what they want.
那现在我们又来注意了。
And so now we have to pay attention to this.
那到了这一个时候，
And so at this time,
我们先来归纳一下。
Let us conclude a little bit.
我们的主他是怎样去服侍的。
How did our Lord serve man?
我们看到主所有的服侍都和产品分不开的。
We can see all of our Lord's service cannot be separated from authority.
如果我们的主不是用作与权柄有关的事物来服侍人，那事情就很正常。
It is very normal if our Lord did not serve man with matters that had to do with authority.
但是如果我们的主的服事是根据权柄而来的，
But since our Lord's authority is by our Lord's service is by authority,
这里面就有一件事情是我们非常不容易想得通的。
Then within this there is something that we cannot easily understand.
比方说我有权柄，
For example, if I had authority,
主弟兄没有权柄的，
And I did not have authority,
那是他服事我还是我服事他？
Then would I serve Brother Wong or Brother Wong serve me?
一般说来的时候，当然是他服侍我。
Of course, generally speaking, then the one without authority would serve the one with authority.
我在高位。
Because the one with authority is on higher ground.
他没有权柄。
I do not have authority.
他是听我的。
So I must obey him.
只有他来服侍我。
So I should serve him.
却不是我去服侍他。
It is not the one with authority to serve.
但是你读马可福音的时候。
The one without, but when you read Mark.
你就发现一件非常不去。
You'll discover this is very unusual. It is not the one without authority to serve the one with authority. But it is the Lord who has authority to serve those people without authority. And so this is completely unharmonious with the way of the world.
怎么一个有权柄的人，他肯降卑他自己去服侍人
？How would one who has authority willing to humble himself to serve those without authority？
我们感谢主啊
！We thank our Lord。
如果圣灵叫我们里面有点光
，If the Holy Spirit enlightens us a little bit within，
我们就看到这里面的一个很宝贝的意思。
Then we can see a very precious meaning within this。
我们读约翰福音三章十六节。
When we read the Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 16， we're very familiar with this scripture。
神爱世人
，God so loved the world。
他怎么爱世人？
How did he love the world?
当然按照那一句经文来说，神爱世人就表现在他的儿子挂在木头上。
And of course, just from that verse, we can see he loved the world by his son being hung on the cross.
但弟兄姊妹，神爱世人的这一句话，最高的那个发表是十字架上的主。
But brothers and sisters, the greatest manifestation of this words, God so loved the world, is our Lord who was crucified on the cross.
但是除了在十字架上被挂的主的这个事实以外，
But besides the fact that our Lord was hung on the cross,
在我们的主到地上来的每一点每一滴，
The fact that our Lord came on earth and every little bit of it,
如果我们灵里面是苏醒的，
if our spirit is alert,
我们就看到每一点每一滴都是神的爱在那里向人流出来。
Then we're able to see every little bit of that is the love of God outflowing to us.
这就叫我们看见为什么是一个有权柄的主去服侍一些没有权柄的人。
Then we're able to understand and see why the Lord who has authority would serve those without authority.
这是我们感觉最得安慰的一件事。
And this is something that we feel most comforted.
我们承认我们是赶不上神心意的人。
We confess we are those who cannot follow on to the heart of God.
我们也承认我们是不够认识主的人。
And we confess we are those who does not know our Lord enough.
我们离开主的心思有很大的距离。
And we are a great distance away from the heart of our Lord.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
我们的主不因着我们是带着这许许多多的愚昧，他就好像把我们放在一边。
Our Lord does not put us aside just because we bring with us so much foolishness.
相反的，
But on the contrary,
他从各方各方面不同的方面不同的内容来服侍我们。
From all areas and detail, our Lord comes to serve us.
你只要到他的面前来，
As long as we come before him,
他就把他的所能和他的所有来作为我们的供应。
He will provide with us all that he has and all that he is able.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
他是万有之主。
He is the Lord who has all.
神一切的丰盛都在他里边。
And all the fullness of God is in him.
但是他就是乐意把神放在他里面一切的丰盛作为人的供应。
But he is so willing to provide man with the fullness of God that dwelleth in him.
他不像人。
He is unlike man.
人有权柄就是辖制人。
When man has authority, they would oppress man.
他有权柄他确实是服侍人。
But our Lord, when he has authority, he serves man.
所以我们看到主带领门徒在以下的日子带领的门徒，
and so when we see the days to come how our Lord leads the disciples,
一直带领到今天我们这些人，
until today when he leads us,
你一直看见我们的主是说，
you can see our Lord saying,
服侍弟兄，
to serve the brethren,
服侍 在神面前寻求神的人
to serve those who seek after God in the sight of God.
你不要管对方的身份是高或是低。
Do not be mindful of the status of the person you're serving.
就用着主所赏赐的恩典去服侍他们。
But to serve them by the grace of God that's bestowed upon you.
大有大的服侍。
You can serve greatly.
小有小的服侍。
Or you can serve humbly.
多有多的服侍。
You can serve with much.
少有少的服侍。
And you can serve with little.
我们实在看见，不仅是在马可福音。
And we can see not only in the gospel according to Mark.
在所有主的教导的里边，就是带领着属神的人。去做一个服侍的人。
But in all the teaching of the Lord, He leads His people to be one who is a servant.
如同我们看以色列人出埃及这一件事。
Just as when we look at the Israelites exiting Egypt.
那么神对以色列人来说就是说，你们来享用我给你们的应许。
God says to the Israelites, "You come and enjoy the promise which I give to you."
但从另一面来说呢
？But on the other hand，
你看见主多次在那里说
，You can see our Lord saying to them many times。
特别是借着摩西、亚伦对法老说的话里边发表出来。
Especially it's manifested through the words to Pharaoh through Moses and Aaron。
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go。
你不要再辖制他。
Do not oppress them any longer。
你要让他到我这里来。
Let them come to me。
做什么呢
？Why？
侍奉我。
To serve me。
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God。
一面你看见神让我们去享用他。
On the one hand, we can see that God allows for us to enjoy Him。
另一面，神也叫我们看见我们要去服侍他。
But on the other hand, He also shows us that we must serve Him。
但是问题就来了。
But the issue is this then。
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
神在荣耀中。
He is in glory.
神在丰富里。
He is in rich.
他什么都不缺。
He does not lack anything.
他要我们服侍他什么呢
？How does he want us to serve him?
我们服侍凭什么去服侍他呢
？How do we? What do we do for him?
但是我们的主就是说。
But our Lord says,
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
侍奉我。
Serve me.
到新月的时候
，and in the New Testament，
比如说你记得罗马书十二章，那里头也是说的那么明确的。
It is still so clear in Romans chapter 12。
要心里火热。
That our hearts must be fervent。
常常服侍主。
That we must serve the Lord always。
怎么服侍主呢
？How？
主在天上坐在宝座上。
Our Lord is seated on the throne in heaven。
我们在地上是在卑微中。
And we're in lowliness on earth。
我们怎么来服侍呢
？How is it then do we serve？
感谢主。
We thank our Lord。
也是主自己说的。
It is also our Lord Himself speaking。
我们也记得马太福音25章上面所提到的，那是山羊绵羊，那一个审判的时候。
And we also remember the words in Matthew chapter 25 about the judgment of the sheep and the goat.
虽然那一个历史的事实与我们没有直接的关系。
And even though the history of that passage does not have anything directly to do with us.
但是那里的原则跟我们就很有关系。
But that principle has a lot to do with us.
那里有一个什么原则给带出来呢
？What is the principle that's shown there?
你坐在我弟兄中最小的一个的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
What you two do the one who is the littlest amongst you, you do to me.
我弟兄姊妹就给我们看到怎么是服侍主。
Then brothers and sisters, we can see what is service to the Lord. How do we serve God then?
服侍神是我们心里面的那个意思。
To serve God is our heart's desire.
实际的服侍，我们却是坐在与神。在神面前与我们一同做儿女的众人
But the reality of that service is to serve those children of God who are also children with us
我们感谢赞美主
And we praise and thank our Lord
弟兄们你看到这就是一个有权柄的人相反的去服侍没有权柄的人所带出的那一个
We can see that this is the light of truth that is brought for fear that the one with authority serves those without authority.
我们读四福音的时候，我们常常说。
And when we read the four gospels, we often say,
我们不会做王。
We do not know how to rule.
但是神是定规 愿意看见我们能做王。
But the Lord is determined that he wants to see us reign with him.
但是我们不会。
But we do not know how.
那神就用他儿子去走出一条做王的路来。
And so our God uses his son to go through this path of a king.
引领我们去做王。
To lead us to become king.
这是马太福音。
And that is the gospel according to Matthew.
马可福音也是同样的。
It is the same in Mark.
我们该是一个服侍的人。
We should be one who is a servant.
但是我们不懂得怎么服侍。
But we not know how to serve.
也不知道服侍什么。
And we don't know what to serve.
神就用着他的儿子给我们看见这个榜样。
But our Lord also shows us that example.
服侍就是这么一回事。
And this is the matter of service.
有权柄的去服侍，去供应，去解开没有权柄的人的苦恼。
And so the one with authority is to serve, to open up, and to serve the ones without authority in their troubles.
啊，我们感谢主。
And we thank our Lord.
那在主的服事的里面，
and in the service of our Lord,
这是一面给我们看到的特点。
That is a special point that we can see.
从另一面，我们又还再要看。
On the other hand, we are also able to see.
我们看到主的服事从来不是为着他自己。
That our Lord's service is never for himself.
特别在马可福音里边所记录的。
Especially what is recorded in Mark.
几乎每一件事情
almost every incident
主做过了
what our Lord has done
主显出荣耀来了
when he manifests the glory
主显明权柄了
when he manifests the authority
人都得了好处了
man have gained the benefit
但是我们的主一直在那里告诉人说
our Lord continues to tell man
不要给我传扬名声
say nothing to anyone
你只要把你所该做的你回到圣殿里边去做
but only do what you ought to by the command of Mosesin the temple
你把荣耀归给神
and give the glory to God
把你在神面前当做的那个份做好叫神的心意满足
but to do your portion that you should do before God so that you can satisfy God
对于他的自己
but as for himself
主一再的在那里说不要给我说什么
our Lord continues to tell them say nothing of me
连鬼我们的主都禁止他说话
and even the evil unclean spirits our Lord had them not speak
我们感谢主
we thank our Lord
你看到一个真的做仆人的人
we can see one who is truly a servant
他说要表达出来的是他的主
who he wants to manifest is completely his Lord
不是他自己
it is not himself
那这样的服事
and this type of service
在人的天然的里边是很不调和的
in nature it is also harmonious with men
而我们人都喜欢出名
we like to have fame
我们人都喜欢得利
we like to gain the benefit
我们人都喜欢得着人的尊重
and we like to gain the respect of men
但是我们的主在这里
but here our Lord
给我们看到
he lets us see
他不是要这一些
this is not what he wants
你要为他传扬名声他说不必了
if you want to spread his fame abroad he says no
那你要在那里给他说恭维的话我们的主说更不必了
and if you want there to compliment him our Lord says it's not needed
但你看见他要叫人在那里做什么呢
but what does he want man to do
他一直把人领到神的面前去认识神才是该得荣耀的人。
He continues to show man the way that God is the one who deserves all the glory.
虽然他是神的儿子。
And even though he is the son of God,
他也是神。
He is also God.
他要接受这一些也当之无愧。
That he is also worthy to receive all of these.
但是他就站在做仆人的这个实际的里边，他就让人看见一切的荣耀应当是归给神
but he stands in the position in this reality of a servant and tells man that all the glory belongs to God
那我们感谢主
and we thank our Lord
我们看到这几个服事的记录的时候
when we see these recordings of service here
那我们就看到哦原来我们的主就是这样有求必应的
then we can say that our Lord is the one who answers all our prayers then
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这样的一个感觉，那我们又错了。
But brothers and sisters, if we feel that way, then again, we are wrong.
有求必应那个是 拜偶像的人的想法。
This is the concept of those who worship idols, that if we come to the Lord and asking for anything, He will answer.
我们的主是愿意答应人，但是却不是有求必应。
Our Lord is willing to answer us, but He is not going to give us all we ask.
因为他的心思里面，他只是看到该得满足的是神的自己。
Because only in his heart he sees the one who is worthy to be pleased is God himself.
所以只有在神得着满足的这个基础上面，人才能享用满足。
So only on this foundation that if it pleases God, then man would also enjoy what they ask and receive and to please him.
那所以如果我们只是看见那几个记录的时候，
And so when we only see these recordings,
我们很容易就觉得我们的主的确是一个有求必应的主。
Very easily we can think that our Lord is one who would answer all that we ask of him.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意三十五节开始圣灵的记录就转了一个弯了。
But brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to verse 35, the recording of the Spirit takes a turn.
一天过去。
And in the morning, after a day.
第二天早晨。
The next day.
天还没亮的时候，我们的主就到了旷野。
Rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into the
desert. 到了那里与神有交通。
And there he prayed and had fellowship with God.
在神面前有祷告。
And he prayed before God.
我们感谢主，这是我们，这是一个真实的做仆人的。
We thank our Lord, this is truly a servant.
他在一天工作开始以前，他先到主的，先到父的面前去。
That before a day's work, he comes first to the presence of the Father.
他是从与父的交通的里面来定规他一天的脚步。
And from the fellowship with the Father that determines his footsteps for the day.
虽然有很多事情好像都是立常的。
And even though there may be many things that are routine daily,
但是我们的主却没有把它作为立场来看。
But our Lord did not treat them as such.
他仍然是在交通的里面来等候父的差遣。
Still, from his fellowship with the Father, he awaits for the Father to send him.
现在有一件事情发生了。
And so now something happens.
这件事情跟我们的想法是很不一致的。
This is something that is not the same with us.
那当我们的主清早就到了旷野。
And so when our Lord went to the desert in the early morning,
后来门徒就赶得去找他。
And then the disciples went to look for him.
把主找到了就告诉主说。
And they found him and said to him,
主啊，
Lord,
你怎么一个人跑到这来？
Why did you come here all alone?
很多人来找你呢。
There's so many people looking for you.
都没有把你找到。
They have not found you.
你却跑到这个地方来。
So you come here.
门徒好像对主有点责怪啊。
And so it seems like the disciples are blaming the Lord.
因为他们看见许多的人都来到那里。
Because they see so many people coming to look for him.
来做什么？
To do what?
来找主。
To look for him?
找主做什么呢？
To look for him to do what?
又是昨天的事了。
It is the same as the previous day.
一并赶鬼了。
And to cure the diseases and cast out the unclean spirits.
我们的主不是不治病。
It is not that our Lord does not heal the sickness.
他也不是不赶鬼。
It is not that he does not cast out the demons.
但是他来却不是为着这一。
But he did not come for such.
这个不是主题。
That is not the main thing.
主做这一些事情，只是向人表明他是谁。
Our Lord does those only to manifest who He is.
也是向人表明神向人的心意是怎样。
Also to manifest what is God's heart to man.
但是这些一并赶鬼却不是主题。
But these works of casting out the demons and curing the diseases is not the theme.
在当年
in those years,
一直到现在
even till now,
在人的心思的里头
in man's heart,
常常把这些不是主题的东西 作为主题。
It is so often that man would make these things that are not the theme and make them the theme.
所以直到如今，人对我们主的认识仍然是模糊不清。
And so even now, man's understanding of our Lord, it is still so unclear.
我再说一遍。
I say again.
不是说我们的主不治病。
It is not that our Lord does not heal the sickness.
也不是说我们的主不赶鬼。
It is not that he does not cast out the demons.
他做。
He does.
但是他不是一定做。
But he does not absolutely do them.
因为这个不是他的主题。
Because that is not his theme.
那所以第二天门徒来跟主说到，很多人找你没找到，你怎么一个人跑到这里来？
And so the next day when the disciples tell the Lord, so many people are looking for you, why did you come here? They cannot find you.
我们的主就说出一个非常严肃的事来了。
Our Lord tells them something very serious.
我们留意三十八节。
Let us pay attention to verse 38.
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去。
And he said unto them, let us go into the next town,
到邻近的乡村，
somewhere where it's quiet, to the near towns, the next town,
我也好在那里传道，
that I may preach there also,
因为我是为这事出来的。
For therefore came I forth.
弟兄姊妹们看到啊，
brothers and sisters, do you see?
门徒来告诉他说，一大堆的人在西门的家门口等你呢。
His disciples come looking for him and tell him there's a great multitude waiting for you at Simon's mother-in-law's house. Go back quickly,
在那里等得慌慌了。
So that they don't have to wait for you with anxiousness.
你怎么都不会想到我们的主的回答是这样的吧。
But we cannot imagine that our Lord's reply would be this.
好像是说随他们吧，他们要等就等在那里了。
It seems like our Lord is saying, let them wait if they want to wait.
我不回这样地方了。
I won't go back there.
我们到别的地方去。
Let's go elsewhere.
到邻近的山村。
Let us go to the near town.
因为我要到那个地方去 传道呢。
Because I need to preach there also.
我到地上来，我的主要的工作是传神的道。
And that is the main work that I come here is to preach the word of God.
并不是为了一病赶鬼。
It is not to cast out the demons or heal the sickness.
如果我把我的工作完全放在那个一病赶鬼上面，
If my work is based on those to cast out the demons and heal the sick,
那我就亏欠了差遣我的父了。
Then I've come short of the Father who sent me.
因为父差遣我不是为了这一些。
Because the Father did not send me for these.
是为要传扬神的道。
It is so that I can preach the word of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这是一个很严肃很严肃的事情。
This is a very very serious matter.
那也就是我们常常在神面前，在服侍主的事情上面，没有把那个服侍的内容、对象、目的、中心确定下来。
It is also the same for us. So many times we have not determined the center, the purpose, the one whom we serve, and our service has not been accurate.
那还是因为我们没有看准究竟父差遣子是做什么。
It's because we have not seen accurately why is it that for what did the Father send the Son?
子差遣我们又是做什么。
And also on the same token, why did the Son send us?
我们是非常容易是体贴人的需要。
So easily we are mindful of what man needs.
因为我们也是人。
Because we are also men.
我们有些时候也需要别人来体贴一下。
Sometimes we also need others to be mindful of us.
所以我们也要体贴别人。
And so we need to be mindful of others.
你不体贴别人，别人也不会体贴你。
If we do not be mindful of them, they will not be mindful of us.
总得要彼此彼此了。
And so I have to treat you this way in order for you to treat me that way.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们的主说出一件事情非常严肃了。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord say something very serious.
在跟随主的事上，
In the matter of following the Lord,
在服侍主的事上，
In the matter of serving our Lord,
把神的道显明，这个是主题。
To manifest the word of God, that is the theme.
当然是主题，并不等于说把其他的都摸掉。
And of course that is the theme, but it does not mean we take away everything else.
所以我们看到 我们的主在别的地方传道的时候，他还是照样的传道赶鬼。
And so we can see as he preached elsewhere, he is still also preaching and casting out the demons.
但是我们留意那个次序。
But let us notice then the sequence, the order.
上面就是说一并赶鬼。
At the beginning, it says that he healed the sickness and cast out the demons.
现在三十九节就是说传道赶鬼。
And here in verse 39, it says that he preached and cast out demons.
你留意那个次序。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the order.Then we know that after no longer then can anything else take the place of the word of God being preached.
我弟兄姊妹们，这给我们留意到在属灵的跟随上面，或者在服侍主的事上面，我们有一个原则很。
So brothers and sisters, then we can see this principle on following the Lord or on our service to the Lord.
这一个原则必须要持定。
And we must hold fast to this principle.
我们服侍主是主题。
We serve the Lord, our service to the Lord is the main theme.
我们不是服侍工作的本身。
We are not servicing the work itself.
服侍主一定会有工作。
Our service to the Lord includes work.
但是那个工作不是主题。
But that work is not the main thing.
只有主自己才是主题。
But only the Lord himself is the thing.
那因此就引出我们常常和弟兄姊妹们提到的。
And so then this would lead forth to what we mentioned to brothers and sisters many times.
如果从人这一方面来看。
If we look at it from man.
神看重他的工人过于他的工作。
God views his servants more than the work.
虽然是神的工作。
Even though it is the work of God.
但是神宁愿暂时放下工作，他不轻易把他的工作交在不是他能用的人的手里。
God is much more willing to put aside his work than to place his work upon those servants that is not pleasing to him.
如果他没有找到合用的人，他就宁愿迟延来做成他的工。
If he does not find one that is meet for his use, he would rather tarry his work from being done.
这是我们从旧约的历史一直读到新约的历史里面很容易看得出来的一个神做工的原则。
And this is a very clear principle. We can see how God works from the Old Testament to the New.
从这一个原则就引出我们的一些学习。
Then from this principle, it leads us to some of our lessons.
那对我们这些跟随的人、主的人来说呢？
For us who follow the Lord,
我们是看重神的见证过于神的工作。
We would emphasize more on the testimony of God than His work.
如果一个工作能保留下来而失去了见证。
If we want to keep the work yet lose the testimony,
或者说一个工作能在那里做成，但是却没有带着见证。
And in other words, if we're able to complete something but yet lose the testimony in doing so,
如果一个在神面前能体会神心意的，
then for one who is mindful of the Lord's heart,
他们就宁愿没有了那个工作而保存神的见证。
They would then rather lose that work rather than lose the testimony of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是我们从马可福音一开头的时候从主的身上所看到的。
And so brothers and sisters, this is something we can see immediately from the beginning of Mark.
他走出一条服侍的路给我们这些人来跟随。
He goes forth on this way of service for us to follow.
那我不知道圣灵当时感动马可写下这个马可福音的时候。
Now I don't know when the Holy Spirit moved Mark to write this gospel.
是不是有这个意思？
If this was intended.
也许有。
Maybe.
但是我不敢说。
But I dare not say.
因为我们看到在马可福音第一章说到我们的主的服事的内容的时候啊，好像仿佛有一些事情 给记录下来。
Because at the chapter 1, it records some of the events of our Lord back and forth. It is written to us.
那先是我们看见，哦，主的服事是多样化的。
First, we can see that our Lord's work is varied.
但是后来我们又看见，好像主的服事是有主题的。
But then, it seems like we can see the work of our Lord has a theme.
如果跟那个主题不相合的，我们的主会放弃的。
And if that work is not harmonious with his theme, then he will forsake that work.
那这样一来啊，
But then on this one,
我们也许就会有个疑惑了。
Then we might have this doubt.
那究竟呢，我们的主在他的服事的里边，他甘心不甘心呢？
Then we might ask, is our Lord willing to serve in this way?
是不是他所有的服事就是根据他自己的喜欢或者不喜欢呢？
Then are all the service according to what he likes and dislikes?
当然我们知道我们的主不根据他自己。
And of course we realize that our Lord does not do anything according to himself.
因为如果根据他自己，他就不是仆人。
Because it is according to himself, then he is not a servant.
他就是主人。
Then he is the master.
但是他确实不根据他自己。
But in fact, it is not according to himself.
他守住做仆人的这样的一个事实。
He keeps the fact that he is a servant.
但是做仆人有的时候啊，的确是很不甘心。
But it seems like sometimes as a servant,we are unwilling.
但是因为做仆人，你不甘心也都要干。
Because as a servant, even if we seem unwilling, we still must do it.
那我们的主会不会是这样呢？
So will our Lord be this way?
如果我们的主是这样的话，
if our Lord is indeed this way,
那他就不是一个很完美的仆人了。
Then he is not the perfect servant.
圣灵大概不要我们有这样的一些误会。
And the Spirit does not want us to have such misunderstanding.
所以，当我们看到那个主做工的主题以后，
So after the Holy Spirit shows us the theme of the Lord's work,
又再回头带我们去看主里面的那个光景。
And then,The Spirit leads us back to see the condition of our Lord within.
所以从四十节以后，我们又看到另外一件事情了。
So from verse 40, we can see something else.
说一个有一个长大麻风的人。
And there came a leper to him.
他来求我们的主。
Beseeching him.
求主洁净他。
Kneeling down to him and saying that.
用什么晓得长大麻风是很讨厌的。
To clean him. Now we know a leper is very despised.
这个大麻风不是我们现在。认识上面的那一个麻风病。
And so this leprosy is not the leprosy we come to understand as today.
我们留意在旧约利未记上给我们看到，皮肤病就是大麻风。
And so we can see from Leviticus that if you have a skin disease, that is leprosy.
那所以如果用旧约的那一个原则来看呢，我们恐怕每一个人都是大麻风。
And so from the principle of the Leviticus in the Old Testament, then each one of us have leprosy.
事实上在属灵的光的底下，我们的确是大麻风。
In fact, in spiritual light, we all have leprosy.
因为大麻风是要给隔断的。
And because a leper must be cut off.
与神隔断的
to be cut off from God
与神的百姓也隔断的
to be cut off from the people of God
也就是说跟神和人的交通都停止的
and so that is to say the fellowship between the leopard and God must be stopped
那这是一个罪人的光景
and so that is the condition of a sinner
所以从属灵的原则来说我们都是大麻风这是没有过分
and so by spiritual principle we are all leopards and that is not overstating it
但是你要看到利未记上面所说的大麻风我们就说那去哪里找一个不是大麻风
and so from the leprosy mentioned in Leviticus then we say how can you find someone who is not a leper then
你长癣那就是大麻风
if you have a boil you are a leopard
你长疮就是大麻风
and if you have a wart you are a leopard
你头皮蛇比较多一点，你又是大马蜂。
And if you have more dandruff, then you are leopard.
弟兄说，你是大概我们现在的几天功夫洗一次头了。
Brothers and sisters, then how many times do we wash our hairs?
尤其是到了冬天，我们穿的衣服都比较深的颜色的时候，有时候你肩膀上就一点点的那个白蛇在那里。
And so, even in the winter then, when we wear a darker colored clothing, then we can maybe see white spots on our shoulders. Then,
要是我们活在旧约的时候，人家就说大马蜂。
And so then, in that condition, if we live in the Old Testament, they would say we are a leopard. Why do you come here?
你不能来这里。
You cannot come here.
你是大马蜂。
You are a leopard.
把弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以在犹太人中间你上了大麻风是很普遍的。
So in the Jew, amongst the Jews, it is very common to have a leper.
但是也很麻烦。
But it's also a lot of trouble.
所以长了大麻风的人，他们都想尽方法，赶快能叫那个麻风洁净。
And so a leper would always immediately try to solve the problem.
那么现在就有一个大马蜂的来找主。
And so now there's a leopard who came to seek after the Lord.
他当然他是很痛苦。
Of course he is suffering much.
他给大马蜂缠着他，很苦。
And he is suffering much from this leprosy.
他就来到主那里。
And so he came to the Lord.
很迫切的求主。
And he was beseeching him.
在别的福音书记载一些大马蜂，他只是在那里喊。
And so when we have other recordings of lepers in the other gospels, they only cry out.
啊，求主啊，洁净我。
Oh Lord, heal me.
但是这个大马蜂来到主的那里。
But this leper coming to the Lord.
你看见他的跪下了。
You see that he knelt down to him.
哦，很恳切的向主说。
And with sincerity, earnestly, he beseeched the Lord.
主啊，你洁净我。
Lord, heal me.
是不是这样？
Is it that way?
如果是这样，也是人之常情，也没有什么好说的。
And if it was that situation, then it is normal. There's nothing to say about it.
但是你看这个人。
But here you see this man.
他来到主那里。
He came to the Lord.
他首先是承认主的地位和权柄。
He first acknowledged the Lord's position and authority.
然后就把他的需要放在主的面前。
And then he tells what he needs before the Lord.
然后他就让主自己来做定规。
And then he allows for the Lord to make the decision.
你看他说的话很简单。
You see, what he says is very simple.
主啊，我知道你能洁净我。
Lord, I know you can make me clean.
这一点我不怀疑。
I do not have any doubt on this.
我怀疑我就不 来找你。
If I have doubt, I would not have come looking for you.
我找到你，我就不怀疑这一个点。
I have found thee, I do not have any doubt on this.
现在问题不是你能不能的问题。
Now the problem is not you're able or not.
现在问题是你肯不肯的问题。
But the problem is if you're willing.
主啊，如果你肯。
Lord, if thou be willing.
我的麻风一定得洁净。
Then my leprosy shall be clean.
所以主啊，你怜悯我。
So Lord, have mercy on me.
你肯，我就蒙恩。
If you are willing, then I will be blessed with grace.
那当然，你看到他向主请求的这一个心情是很迫切。
And so you can see in which way he asked, it is very anxious.
但是他不是在那里说主，你非要这样做不可。
But he does not say, Lord, you must do this.
不，没有。
No.
他还是把那个权柄。放回主的手里。
He returns the authority back to the Lord.
主啊，你肯。
Lord, if thou wilt,
我就一定能得洁净。
I can be made clean.
主啊，你肯。
Lord, if you will,
我在你面前的等候也一定能完成。
Then my waiting before you would be finished.
如果你不肯。
If you're not willing.
我也没有话讲。
I have nothing to say.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
做一个长大麻风的人，他摸到主的心了。
This leopard have touched the heart of the Lord.
他完全不是 不去计较我们的主能或者是不能。
It was not mindful at all if our Lord was able or not.
他只是留意我们的主肯还是不肯。
But he only paid attention to if our Lord was willing or not.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们的主的回答,
our Lord's reply.
就把我们的主里面的那个光景，上人完全的打开了。
Reveals completely, opens up to us the condition of our Lord within.
很简单的一句话，主说：“我肯。”
Very simply, our Lord says, "I will."
我肯。
I will.
当然还加上一些动作。
Of course, he has some action.
圣经圣灵的记录是说，动了慈心，就伸手摸他。
Moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him.
谁敢碰大马蜂？
Who is there to touch a leopard?
一般人都不敢。
Nobody would be willing.
因为在犹太的律法的理上，你摸了他，连你自己都不洁净。
Because under the law of the Jews, if you touch someone with leprosy, you would also be unclean.
所以绝对不会有人去摸长大麻风的。
So no one would absolutely touch a leopard.
但是主有一个动作。
But our Lord had this action.
主让他觉得。 他并没有把他拒绝出去。
Our Lord did not let him feel that he was rejected.
并且主说我肯。
And our Lord said, I will.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主说的这一个我肯,
when our Lord says, I will,
把主里面的那个甘心毫无保留地流出来。
Reveals to us the outflow of our Lord's willingness from within.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
他对人的服侍,
his service to men,
不仅是他能,
not only is it he is able,
也不单单是他肯,
not only he is willing,
因为在他肯的里头, 是带着一个毫无保留的甘心,
but also in his willingness, it shows us that he is completely without any reservation willing.
啊, 我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那么所以当 这个挡大麻风的人走了洁净了以后,
and so after this leper was cleansed,
我们又留意到那一件事情。
We pay attention again.
我们的43节。
Verse 43.
我们的主就严严地祝福他。
And he straightly charged them.
用什么注意严严的这些几个字。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. He straightly.
不是很随便。
It is not casually.
是很严肃的。
Very stern.
啊, 你就是用一本正经啊, 也不能 说明这个严肃的程度的。
And just saying that he was very serious does not say how strict he was.
他是非常严肃的去告诉他。
Very solemnly he charged them.
你要小心。
Must be careful.
不要乱讲话。
Do not say carelessly.
你对任何人都不必提这个事情。
Do not say anything to anyone.
你得了洁净就是一个见证。
And it is a testimony that you were cleansed.
你就是到圣殿里边去寻求那个得洁净的那一个见证就可以。
And offer for thy cleansing in the temple.
并且你需要在神面前 要做的一些手续去满足神的心意的，你要做完。
And for a testimony to do something to satisfy God, you must do it.
其他的事你就不要说了。
Then you don't need to say anything else.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
主这样的吩咐，
this charge of our Lord
是非常明显的， 是守住一个做仆人。
It is very evident what he said is to keep the position of a servant.
因为一个做仆人的, 他的工作做得最好,
because a servant, even if his work is the best,
只是让主人去欣赏,
it is only to be admired of by the master.
只是让主人去称赞,
it is only to be praised of the master.
却不是从人的中间得荣耀,
it is not to gain any glory from man.
更不是从人的中间去得一些虚假, 那些夸奖。
Even more so, it is not to gain some false praises from man.
那我们看到我们的主。
And we can see our Lord.
他实在在主的面前, 很站立在一个仆人的地位上。
Indeed, he was very fastly standing on the position of a servant.
他就是这样隐藏他自己，来显明那个做仆人的实际。
And he hid himself in this way to manifest the reality of a servant.
那现在问题就来了。
And now the problem comes.
你说说几句主的好话有什么坏处了？
You say, what is so wrong and bad about saying some good things about the Lord?
主如果叫我们不要说，
If our Lord tells us not to speak,
那我们就不说了。
Then we should not speak.
但你说说又不是说坏话，说好话有什么不好呢？
But when we speak and say something good and not bad,
那弟兄姊妹们，我们先要先留意，我们的主是他是站在做仆人的这一个位置上来处理这些事情。
Now let us first pay attention. Our Lord dealt with this standing in the position of a servant.
他一直要人所留意的乃是他的主人。
He wants man to pay attention to his master.
那也就是我们的父。
And that is our Father.
这是很明确的。
And that is very evident.
另外一方面，
On the other hand,
弟兄姊妹在这里马可福音里边也说出一些说不说坏话说好话也不一定结出好果了。
And so then in Mark we can also see the result of speaking something good may not necessarily bring forth good fruit.
因为问题不在说的人，
because the issue is not on the one who speaks,
问题是在听的人，
but it is on the one who hears.
而把话听歪了，那就不必说了。
And when they listen, they have heard wrongly, then you don't need to mention about that.
就是没有把话听歪了，
even if they have heard accurately,
也不见得一定有好结果。
We may not see good fruit out of that anyway.
现在在这里就记录下来一件事。
And so here then, we can see this recording.
又怎么留意45节？
Pay attention to verse 45.
那人出去，
but he went out.
倒说了许多的话，把这件事是传开了。
And began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter.
哎呀，你说主耶稣，你不是要叫人知道你的名字吗？
And you say, Lord Jesus, do you not want others to know of your name?
那现在有人为你传扬你的名字，那不是很好吗？
And so here, now someone is preaching your name. Isn't that very good?
但弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这一个人传扬我们的主，是传扬他什么？
And so here, when this man preached our Lord, what did he say?
是传扬他是神的儿子。
Did he say he was the Son of God?
是传扬他是把神的道来告诉我们，叫我们归正。
Did he say that he is preaching the word of God so that we should return accurately?
来说到神的国的祭活。
Did he preach the kingdom of God, the plan of the kingdom of God?
是不是说这些话呢？
Did he preach such words?
不是。
No.
因为这里说他就把这件事说开了。
And so it says that he began to publish it much in a place aboard this matter.
什么事呢？
Which matter?
我是长大麻风的。
The matter that I am a leopard.
我听说耶稣他有这样的能力和权柄叫大麻风的洁净。
I heard that Jesus has this might and a power and authority to cleanse
the leopard. 我就去找他了。
So I went to seek him out.
啊，感谢神。
And thank God.
他果然答应了我。
Indeed, he answered me.
我的麻风就没有了。
And I was cleansed from my leprosy.
啊，这一位耶稣真是了不起。
Indeed, this Jesus is great.
弟兄姊妹们，你听到这样的耶稣是什么样的一位耶稣？
When you hear this kind of Jesus, what kind of Jesus is he?
在人的心思里就是，哦，这是一个难得一见的大活手啊。
And so when we hear it in man's view, then we say this is a great physician, a great doctor.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you see?
问题是出在这里啊。
And so that is the problem then.
没有把主很清楚的来表达出来啊。
They did not fully, clearly express the Lord.
把主表达错了。
But they manifested him wrongly.
你说我没有说坏话。
You say, I did not say anything bad.
我都是说真话。
I said truth.
我都是说好话。
I said good things.
是话是真的，是好的。
Yes, the words are true, the words are good.
但是所表达的主却不是完整的。
But the Lord that was manifested was not complete.
而是把次要的，好像在次要的主来代替了主要的主。
But using what is secondary or maybe even down more to replace the Lord himself.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个问题是很严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
如果把主表达错不得表达的不完整，这个是很严肃的。
If we express the Lord wrongly or not completely, then that is very serious.
那引出了一些什么结果呢？
What result would that bring forth?
我们留意这里圣灵的记录。
Let us see the Holy Spirit's recording.
叫耶稣以后不得再明明的进城。
In so much that Jesus could no longer openly enter into the city,
只好在外边旷野地方,
but was without in desert places.
虽然都有人去找他,
yes, even others go seek after him,
但是究竟不像在城里人那么集中,
but it is not as a multitude in the city.
主要传讲说神的国近了, 你们要悔改信福音。
The Lord is to preach the kingdom of God is near, you must repent and believe in the gospel.
现在主不能明明的进城。
But now the Lord cannot openly enter into the city.
那为什么不能明明进城呢？
Why?
因为一进到城来的时候，
because when he entered into the city,
这个长大麻风的又来找他，
the leper is to
come
look for him,
的又来找他，
the one with the evil spirit comes to look for him, this one with the sickness comes to look for him,
所有带着难处的人都找他，
and so all those with difficulty would come after him.
结果我们的主就成了这个职，就是为人解决难处的主。
And so then our Lord would become a Lord who would solve all the people's problems.
神国的见证就不
Then the testimony of the kingdom of God cannot be preached.
神国的传开就受了限制，或是受了阻碍。
And so the preaching of the kingdom of God would be hindered.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们细细的留意马可福音第一章里边，
And so brothers and sisters, if we pay attention in detail on Mark chapter 1,
我们可以很简单、很清明确的了解到。
Very clearly and simply, we can understand the service of our Lord.
服事的内容,
the content of the service,
服事的目的,
the purpose of the service,
服事的态度,
the attitude of service,
服事的阻挡,
and the hindrance of service.
全都在第一章里边,
it is,
给我们有了一个很明显的, 交通。
It is all included in chapter 1 and gives us a very clear sharing.
那因此我们来看到这一位做神仆人的神的儿子的时候，
and so when we come to see the servant, the son of God,
我们不是单单的知道他是谁，
not only do we merely know who he is,
我们也不单单的是知道他来做什么，
not only do we know what he has come to do,
我们也实在的要更完整的去认识这一位做神仆人的神的儿子。
But indeed, we must come to a full understanding of the servant, the Son of God.
我们能在跟随他的路上，与他的心思、意念、态度调和在一起。
And so when we come to follow him, we can be harmoniously united with his heart, purpose, and his attitude.
这样，叫我们的服事能服事到主的心意里。
And so then our service can be serving the heart of our Lord.
也让我们的主能在我们这些人的身上得着完全的满足。
And so that our Lord would have a complete satisfaction from us.
我想我们今天晚上就这样